you got the, you know.
Right here, you hold the line.
Wait, no, I want to get, you got to check your side.
This is a presentation, it's an explanation.
Yeah, is this a what?
An explanation rather than a presentation.
Yeah, because, oh, I don't understand it, but just going out explaining to the press. This is it.
Yeah, that's it. This is our, putting that here.
It is right.
It's already been moved under.
Tested,
and built, that is covered by that. And that's the story, that is the rest of the thing. That pretty much built, and they have to develop a new, adapt to the cost, the brand of that. Ours was fixed, so this is your doctor's money. This has to be moved. That's got to be moved, that is, that's got to be what it fits. That's under development now, and all the cars are going around, and it's kind of airline. There's people who need, no, that's who would need for this separation. Well, we need to get it, Some pretty good people talk about that. And they have to stay in there, they can be pressurized, and they can be going over there on the road. Because they open up a chill out, and they need to know, you can get any use of it done out, that's just every hour.
I got my strength, you go, I'm running hard.
Right, you're all running the rest. Oh, I got a little hit for you too, though, since we're not going to be, the Mexican president, I'm just, we have a very good friend who makes watches, and he's made for each of the Apollo crew, you've probably seen the early Apollo, he makes a watch with his name on it, it's a fine watch, but it's here's John. Here's John, Southern Action. So you, that's all you've got, is sit down over here, we'll have a coffee. Doctor?
We have two options.
You have? I got to get my loop too, don't I?
Sir.
Well, let's do one piece at a time.
Yes, sir, what this is, what do we do?
Do we have something for the Mexican president tonight?
Yes, that's similar to that, sir.
Oh, fine, very well.
What it says presenting President Richard Nixon with every good wish and our sincere hope that the geographical oneness of our two countries and the side of this policy photograph and coming flags that we carry the moon board policy being served as a team board honor of the mutual respect, understanding, friendship is often shared by the peace of the United States and Mexico. And we have the same thing for the...
Sure, I see the Mexican flag, I didn't catch it till I saw it.
What it is a picture that we took on Apollo 16, and the best one is that we made, fortunately, the whole United States is open. And so is almost all of Mexico, so you can see...
Where's Mexico, show me.
See the two countries, the borders right here, the Rio Grande and the...
Oh, where are
the Rio Grande is right there.
Yeah, in other words, here's the west, and here's Mexico.
Yes, sir.
You took that from where?
Just that.
saying is, where the arms limitation does not mean that the arms race is over between the Soviet Union and the United States, it means it's just been checked. This also is a beginning. It's a beginning of cooperation in space. Looking forward 25 years, when none of you will be able to probably make these flights, let us suppose that, I don't know whether it's in the cards, but and I haven't studied this in these things, but suppose it's the Mars mission. Suppose that I understand somebody said one of the moons of Jupiter might have life on it. Maybe not. There's something out there that has it. But my point is, when that happens, it's a much better, it seems to me, that if you can, you do it on a joint basis. Now, incidentally, the other thing that I think ought to be emphasized, if I may say so, is that, as you know, our, what's that thing we're going to float around up there?
Skylab.
That's going to be made available to other companies, I understand. Scientists and others.
Right. Yeah. And like first, they're going to be
first.
But not nice.
The shuttle will be the first one. Well, the shuttle, maybe I'm referring to the shuttle. But the shuttle, as I understand, will be available to others.
Right.
You see, we're talking the impression about should not be left that only the Soviet Union is the only one. That this is, we trust that if when you're reading the president, if it comes up in any question, you might say that I consider that cooperation with other countries interested in space should be our goal. For example, the Japanese are very interested in this sort of thing. This would be a hell of a thing. Japanese, you know what I mean? They're terribly sensitive. So, and of course, if they ever got into this, they'd beat us all. They have terms. They both have certainty. I don't think they beat us, actually. But what I meant is they have that terrible drive and frustration of a defeated nation, you see. And that drives them on. It spurs them on. But be that as the Japanese, the Europeans, I think the international cooperation is having in mind the fact that the U.S. will continue to have, naturally, its own space program. Let me ask you one interesting sidelight question. Did you read Alan Dury's book?
The Throne of Time?
Yeah.
No, I had never got a chance to read it.
Well, that's really quite interesting. And with a fascinating amount of technical detail. I don't read any books, but I was more interested in what he was saying about the press. I got to send a copy to Agnew. But you know, that book is rather timely in view of the fact that we have announced this joint mission with the Soviets now. And here, the question was, the Soviets were going to go off to Mars, and did we have a program?
Well, that would be a good objective. I think if we could join the Soviets in a venture towards Mars, that's going to take a year or two, but this is a tremendous beginning. Really,
well, you're going to do this for 75, right? Is that your goal?
We're going to be docking in 75.
Yeah.
Knows by the end of the century what we'll be doing. We've got a lot of other things cooked up which we haven't really firmed up yet.
Yes. And also, by that time, perhaps, who knows, we now are in basically a budget crunch. And we're going through, in the United States, growing out of frustration about war and defenses and the ghettos and all that, and inward turning. And great excitement of the first space experiments, of course, has receded. I don't mean that there isn't a lot of excitement among a lot of people, but we don't have, you know, when they say they start cutting, they say, well, let's cut it out of space and put it in the ghetto, or let's cut down our number of carriers and put it in the ghetto, and all that sort of thing. Well, of course, on the latter point, I'd say, but you put it in the ghetto, you may not have any ghettos to defend left. So nevertheless, on the whole space, my view is it's a cycle. My view is, very frankly, that I don't see the Soviet, despite this cooperation, standing still. They're competitive, they're tough, they're not as good as we are for reasons of system. But a totalitarian society concentrated can do what we do, you know. And they can afford an awful lot of wastage and seepage. It's all that one of the Germans did, the Soviet did, really, even the Communist Society. My view is that probably what's going to spur us on, I wouldn't emphasize this at this point, but what will spur us on is that they're going to make another breakthrough. that it becomes insular, that it becomes parochial. It ceases not only to degrade in terms of being a worldly power, but it seems to be, ceases to be incorporated in other ways.
It's like England.
Yeah, look it up, England. Let's look at Austria. Here's Austria, a lovely, beautiful country. What the hell have the Austrians produced since they were dismembered after the Empire? Nothing. Nothing in the way of great music. I don't mean not good people. But my point is that here we must seek to explore the unknown. Also, we might find something. But you've got to seek to explore it. You've got to push out the boundaries of reason. You
can't take the adventure, the spirit of adventure away from
that. That's it. Well, I often use the example of the New World. When America was discovered, those nations that stayed back, you see the British, the Spanish, and the rest, they moved out there to the New World, and the French, and others who wouldn't take the risk, and the rest, they never made it. And so it is. Now we have, it is harder to understand, and there are new worlds in other than space we all have. There are new worlds in science, medicine, and all these things that most of us don't understand. I mean, how to understand space. But nevertheless, in this area, I think all of you fellows, and I've said this to others of your groups, you can be assured that despite the undulating amounts of public support, that the national spirit needs what you're doing. You can't estimate that in terms of budget. I don't mean that we can go hog wild on the budget, because the Congress wouldn't allow that either. But who knows what it means to the national spirit to have gone to the moon? Who knows what it may mean to the national spirit? And let's look at it. I don't care who it is. Maybe I post, maybe the British by that time will recover. Maybe the Egyptian. Let us suppose somebody else goes to Mars before we do. Who knows what that's going to do to the spirit of the United States, right? That's now, I understand. That's why let's get there. I first invite you to do it cooperatively, and we'll offer it. But on the other hand, we've got to have our own program, you see.
National spirit is a word that I don't think I've used before, and I think that's,
well,
that's a good trait.
I believe
the gentlemen are very good at getting that national spirit across.
Mr. President, if you permit me to this, you
must explore the unknown. That's my point. And I think one of the ways by me, one of the ways I would do it so that you don't make, frankly, you have a lot of intellectuals, of course he's one, but former, yeah, that's right. A lot of intellectuals that don't make much of the space program. They said, you know, and the ghettos, when I heard about the ghettos, good God, I don't know all the ghettos, do everything, you know, all these other things, you know, get rid of cancer and something other. But you can always say that the exploration of the unknown, and that means science, it means breakthroughs in education, it means breakthroughs in technocracy, breakthroughs in, you know, transportation, but space, it's the unknown. What's out there? What do you think? fact that we have just made this announcement, this might not be a bad idea to work, to have these fellows go over. What do you think? Or somebody, I'm just thinking of the fact that
these three fellows can't leave because they're the backup crew. Well, let's see.
Oh, the next one.
Two of them are backup crew for the next one.
Well, it doesn't make
sense. We'll get some others.
Oh, that's my point. You, Alex, have this, you and check with Dr. Blakeman. I think it's got to be checked with the Kissinger staff to see whether what the Russians would like. You see, we're having some more exchange and that sort of thing. I don't commend this particularly. It's an exciting thing. I was just talking to the Mexican president. And he was, of course, saying that all over Latin America there were terrible problems, and that we, meaning the United States, other, particularly the United States, and our business team and the rest didn't help solve these problems. They'd find another solution, which would be Castroism, communism. And I was almost ready to say, well, the solution would be a lot worse than the problem. Just so. Well, I think that a follow-up in terms, and I just don't want to a well-publicized deal, and also where, but an exchange where some of theirs came over here and look at what we have, and we go over and look at what they have. It should not just be the, it should be somebody at the technical level. Your size. I mean, look at that, and then somebody who has the glamour. You don't have any glamour, do you?
No, not at all. I don't need to, just so we do what's necessary. I think that's fine. I'm not looking at what you understand.
Let me say that I won't get a chance probably to talk to you tonight except for the receiving line, but you're going to Camp David, I hope, because I'm going to keep connected. We cleared out the president. Strongly urge you because you had this hard trip to enormously destroy the there's everything up there. You've got to use all the facilities, including there are two swimming pools. There's one that I have, well, you can add a sauna if you like it, and everything from golf carts to bicycles to ski shooting to tennis to golf. Space.
number of distinguished guests, but among them are the three.
We should take a step forward, and they will step forward, and then I'll have Young give you the citation.
Hey, Mr. Mike.
I said, Commander Young, would you please?
They're only possible, yes, those guys should do it all along with another guest, but you are definitely sort of.
Oh, no, I'll be there.
That's right, you'll have to get President Severio before the, standing before the people as you come in.